Welcome to the daily VFN radio program highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
The Guy Fawkes mask. You can see this mask on the VFN TV blog. I put it up for you to see. But it's this mask. You see them wearing it in the Occupy Wall Street. And it's got, it's a frontal face mask. It has like a mustache and a little goatee type beard, I guess you would call it. Some big eyebrows on it. And you think, what's the big deal? You know, what's the big deal about that? And they talk about the 99%, you know, versus the 1%, and that that's what they say it represents. Well, it's a sign, if you would. It represents the movement, because Guy Fawkes, and you can find out about Guy Fawkes on the VFN TV blog. We have a link there to be able to talk about, you know, to let you know who he is. But basically, in the 1570, but he lived between 1570 and 1606, and he came against the country, the government, the parliament, and he was packing gunpowder underneath the parliament. He was going to blow them up and this kind of thing, and he's going to just come against government in that way, and he got caught when he was doing it, and that whole thing got stopped, by the way, that plan did. And so today, on the streets, you're seeing a mask worn, and this mask that's being worn is the Guy Fawkes, GUYFAWKS. And you can see it on the VFN TV blog. And what's relevant to it is, and you also can hear a previous segment about this prophetic dream, but Tracy Hamilton had, in January 27th of this year, had a prophetic dream about this mask. And she didn't know about the mask, you know, but when she had given me the dream, immediately the Lord just laid on my heart, this is the Guy Fawkes mask. And in this dream, I'm just going to briefly tell you a little bit about it. But in this dream, you know, you can read it. Every detail of it is up on the VFN TV blog. It's called Guy Fawkes Max and a Prophetic Word, Prophetic Dream from Tracy Hamilton. Is that there was this bartender, and all these people were listening to this bartender, and they all had this mask, and it's the mask that we're talking about. And he would just orchestrate to them when to put this mask on and when not to put this mask on. And then when he would say, put it on, everybody would put these masks on, and he'd say, take them off, and they took them off. And then he took Tracy's mask, and she realized at that point that this guy was just a facade. He didn't mean all this. He was just using these people. And there's a book out called Useful Idiots. And the book is about using people to get, you know, they don't know what's actually happening, but you can convince them to participate in your process, and you can get something done that you wanted done, but the people don't even know what's happening. And they actually, the very people that they would use in that, they call them idiots. For that alone, I would say, I don't want to be a part of your movement if you're calling me an idiot. But there's several times they had this drill where he'd say, put your mask on, and they put their mask on, you know, and take it off. And then there was one final time that when he tells them to put it on, and of course Tracy is just upset about what's going on. She's realizing what's happening. She sees a minister that's been trying to do that with a minister, put this mask on this minister. Mm-hmm. So she goes over there and she knocks it out of his hands, and it breaks or shatters or something like that. You find the details on that, and keeps him from him taking that mask on. And so nobody thought it strange. You know, and so you can understand, we can stand up for our brothers and sisters and just say, stop, don't do that. But what this last time they took the mask, this Guy Fawkes mask in the dream that she didn't even know about, that mm-hmm. got it on my heart, the interpretation of that, when she saw the Guy Fawkes mask, when I showed mm-hmm. it to her, she goes, that's it. That's the mm-hmm. mask. And they put it on. It morphed and became a part of their face, and it was permanent, and they couldn't get it off.
Right.
And, you know, it's like Samson when he kept going to Delilah and kept going to Delilah. You know, he puts the mask on, he takes it off. He puts mm-hmm. the mask on, he takes it off. And all of a sudden, God gave him over to that. Mm-hmm. And you can't keep playing with second heaven. You can't keep playing with the devil. You can't. This whole thing that's happening in America is about a rebellious church. It has nothing to do with a political party. It has nothing to do with what everybody else is saying outside the church. It has to do with, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and get their masks off, you know,
right.
quit being a part of all that, then I'll hear from heaven and heal their land. And you got to read this. You got to read it. You need to know what's saying. You know, hear what my spirit's saying to the church. And God says it over and over again. And that's how we actually survive and go through this journey, because God tells us where to go, what not to do. And one thing that we can't do is joining in this feeling of mindset of saying that the government is our answer. You know, governments are not evil, but governments can be evil, or evil can take over governments. You know, governments are of God, but they're not God. You know, and we have to make a decision. And that's that prophetic teaching that I told you about. If you hadn't heard yet, you can get it at VFNTV.com, or you can get it on your application through download it on your mobile device. And it's, you don't have to be a subscriber to get it. It's called SOS, A Tale of Two Kings. And it's basically, you know, King Jesus, or turned into a king that in the horizontal realm or in today's world. And God's form of government is not bound by this world's government. As a matter of fact, when Satan was tempting Jesus in the wilderness, you know, he told him very specifically, and Jesus did not even argue about it. He said, bow down to me. If you bow down to me, he said, these kingdoms have been given to me. Talking about the kingdoms of the world.
Mm-hmm.
He says, and I will give them to you. Jesus didn't say, that's not true.
Right.
He just said, worship God and him only, right? Mm-hmm. And so to understand that in Revelation, it says, I see you down there where Satan has his throne. You know, I mean, we're dealing with some, you know, second heaven, and second heaven's all outside of you, if you put it that way. You know, first heaven is inside of you, if right. you know the Lord.
Right.
If not, second heaven's inside of you. And for first heaven is inside of you. He says, there you are seated in the throne. So that first heaven would be inside of you. Second heaven is all around you. It's not like 50 miles in the air.
Right.
Remember when Daniel prayed, immediately the answer came, but he had to fight. Mm-hmm. You know, all these demonic realms in second yeah. heaven to be able to get the answer to him, but he responded right away. And then you have third heaven, you know, where Paul talks about, I've been to third heaven and I've seen, you know, where God is. And so understand that we're not going to win. We're not trying to convert governments. You know, we're trying to convert people, and people will convert governments. People will convert businesses. People will convert families. The kingdom of God is in the hearts of man. It's not established in some men's carnal government. Like I said, government's not bad, but understand that we're not trying, when you say we're setting up the kingdom of God, seek first the kingdom of God, we're not talking about any king other than Jesus who dwells inside of you. Know ye not that you're the temple of God? Seek first the kingdom of God. That's what's inside of you. And the only way we can advance the kingdom of God is to tell people about our king. He says, go and preach the kingdom of God. And he says, when you go to people and you preach the kingdom of God, you preach what? He said, the kingdom is near you. Why is it near them? Because it's in you. It's if you're near them and the kingdom of God is in you, and you're near the person who does not yet have the kingdom of God inside of them, they have not accepted Jesus Christ as their king, as their Lord, the reason why the kingdom is near them is because the kingdom of God is inside of you. And the way that you advance the kingdom of God in that family, in that marriage, in that government, in that business, in that nation, you do it by winning people over to God and allow the kingdom of God to dwell inside of them, which is like a mustard seed. And it'll begin to grow as they're discipled. And all of a sudden, their minds will be transformed. And all of a sudden, they'll get an agreement with the Creator. And they'll hear the voice of the Lord. And all of a sudden, they'll run their business, their marriage, their family, their government, the way God would want it run. They're not, the government doesn't turn into God's government. It's just God's people are in places of leadership, just like Daniel was. And so it's important to really understand that, you know, in what we're dealing with and understanding the kingdom of God. We'll be right back in just one.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or through the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone. That's VFNTV.com.